Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply disaster relief. Disaster relief. Now, all over the world, we have experienced natural disasters, whether they be hurricanes or mudslides or tornadoes or what you name it. There are all types of disasters, and after a disaster has taken place, there are different groups, such as the United Way, that go in and assist those individuals that have become victims of those disasters. Well, they go in and bring the necessary items they need, and it seems as if they've got a full-time job, because as soon as they get done solving one disaster problem, there's going to be another on the horizon, and they're going to depart and go there. Well, in this Christian life, isn't it great to know that God is a master of disaster relief? Yes, my friends and neighbors, not only does he help us, he empowers us to help somebody else. The Bible says in Psalms 118:5, I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Then you remember Psalms 27:5, don't you? For in the time of trouble, he shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide us. He'll set our feet up on a rock. Yes, my friends and neighbors, no one is a master of disaster relief like our God. Well, that we're going to come in contact with people throughout the course of this Christian life that are also facing some disasters. I don't mean hurricanes or tornadoes. I don't mean windstorms or anything along those lines. I mean, they're facing disasters on the inside. Depression, anxiety, pain, and stress. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they're going through some mental instabilities, and they're going to need relief. Well, how do we help them with the help that we've achieved? In our FEMA acronym, we discover the 4 key components of how to help someone through a spiritual disaster. Yes, my friends and neighbors, those that don't know the Lord are going through some spiritual disasters. Then there are some that just got with him and may not know him as well, and they may have gone through some things also. How do we help those that we come in contact with to make it through a spiritual disaster? That F in our FEMA acronym simply reminds us of the importance of faith. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance of faith, because more than anything, anyone going through a disaster needs faith. Faith in what? They need faith in God. You remember the Bible says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That as we hear the word of God, our faith increases, because then our paradigm shifts. We start focusing on not what's going on in our lives. The person who we're helping can focus on the goodness of God. You see, In a natural disaster, FEMA only brings you the things that you absolutely need. They bring you bottles of water. They bring you blankets and towels. They bring you your essentials. They know you need that. They're not trying to bring you T-bone steaks, and they're not trying to be there, so to speak, just so you can cry on their shoulder. They bring you the essentials. And in this Christian life, there is nothing more essential than faith, because we discover in Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. And we also know that we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're living by it. We know that without faith, it's impossible to please God, like it says in Hebrews 11:6. So we have the essentials that we're sharing with people. So we help build their faith by building them up in the word of God. When was the last time you shared some scriptures with someone you know that's hurting? When was the last time you sat down with them and gave them a word, not an opinion, not sympathy? Those are not the things they need. They need a word from the Lord. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you that when you know someone that's going through a disaster, that if you can infuse them with a healthy dose of the word of God, then faith will rise up, and they will discover that even though things don't look that great on the outside, God's got a plan that's going to manifest itself sooner than later. That E in our FEMA acronym reminds us of the importance of enthusiasm. Yes, my friends and neighbors, now you may say, wait a minute, it shouldn't be good to be enthusiastic optimistic around someone who's going through a disaster? And I say absolutely it is, because people should understand the joy of the Lord that's in our heart, because that's what they're chasing after. Some people could end their spiritual disasters simply by putting an emphasis on having a great time in Christ. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 34:2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear about it and be glad. Then we discover in Psalms 44:8, in God we boast all the day long and praise his name forever. Yes, my friends, when someone comes to you with their sad story, with everything that's going on in their life and all the rough things and the heartaches and the hardships, it's time for us to express enthusiasm with God. Why? Because we know God can solve the problem. Why? Because we know God has the solutions. That's why we're enthusiastic. Remember in the Bible in Acts chapter 16, the Bible says Paul and Silas were in prison, but they still had the wherewithal to remain enthusiastic about the God they served. They prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has an open door if we can show enthusiasm. See, if you get around somebody that's depressed, if you're not careful, they'll make you depressed. They'll have you sad before the day is over. But we've got to reverse that and make it just the opposite. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 34:3, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. So encourage those that are going through a challenge to muster up a praise to God. See, it's easy to praise God when things are going great, but we've got to encourage them to praise God even when things are not going so well. That M in our FEMA acronym introduces us to a new word. That word is munificent. Munificent. It is simply the art of generously giving. Munificence is a overly generous person. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can show that God has given to us freely, so we should give to others. Now, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about all the things we've got on the inside. The Bible says in Matthew 10:8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely we have received, freely give. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can give to someone. Think about how God gave his only son for us and then freely gives us everything else. As we discover in Romans 8:32, we also discover in 1 Corinthians 2:12 that we know the things that are freely given to us of God. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to take on a munificent mentality, meaning find ways that we can give to those that are going through some disaster spiritually. When we do that, my friends and neighbors, then they get stronger. We can't have tight fists about these spiritual gifts that God has given. On the contrary, we've got to freely give them to somebody else. I wish I had time to complete this lesson. However, it's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.